إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة دلالة، وكل دلالة في النار، وبعد. All praise is due to Allah. We love Him, beseech His help, and in Him we seek forgiveness. And we seek the refuge of Allah from the mischiefness of our souls and the wrongdoings of all of our actions. Whoever Allah guides, no one can lead him astray. And whoever Allah leaves to be left astray, no one can guide him. And I publicly bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship as a deity except Allah. He is alone, he has no partners. And I publicly bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is his abd and his rasul, his slave and his messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah with just fear and do not die except in the state of Islam. O human beings, fear your Lord who created you from one soul, and from that one soul is made, and from the two of them countless men and women who are spread abroad in multitudes. And do not cut off the relationships that you have of your kin, and remember the wounds that bore you, for surely Allah is raqib or watcher over you. O you who believe, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fear a word directed to the right. Allah will forgive you of your sins and repair your deeds for you, and whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, they have already achieved the greatest of success. As to what follows, surely the best speech is the book of Allah, and the best guidance is the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the worst of all affairs in this dunya are merely invented matters, for every merely invented matter is an accursed innovation, a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is a stray, and every stray is in the hellfire. We all know, brothers and sisters in Islam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-khaliq, He's the creator of everything. Every single thing that you see and you can't see, He's the creator of. Including Iblis, commonly mispronounced by many American Muslims as Iblis. Iblis, or as Shaitan, is the enemy of the Muslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created him just for that reason. To be an enemy of the Muslim, to cause mischief, to cause rancor, to cause hatred, to cause discord, etc. This is the job of Shaitan. And he is mahir jiddan fihi. He is an expert in it. He is an expert in doing those things we mentioned and other things. The tricks of Iblis, la'natullahi alayhi, may Allah forever curse him, are many. But among the tricks of Shaitan and among the tricks of Iblis, which is another name for Shaitan, a'udhu billahi minhu, I seek refuge with Allah from him, is that he makes things seem fair seeming. Is that he makes things seem like they're okay. Shaitan, la'natullahi alayhi, a real creature, not some symbolic creature that some Muslims have fallen through the trap of Shaitan into believing that he's fake, or that he's allegorical, or that he's symbolic. This real creature, created from fire, was created to trick you, brothers and sisters. He was created to trick me and all those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the major tricks of Shaitan is to make that which seems high, low. Or that which is high, low. It's to make that which is on the right seem like it's on the left. It's to make that which seems, that which is white to seem black, and that which is black to seem white. Shaitan is an expert in making something that is right seem wrong, and something that is wrong to seem right. Shaitan is an expert
in making the Muslims think that things that are unimportant are important, so they can give priority to the unimportant things. And that things that are important or unimportant are important. Shaitan, na'udhu billahi minhu, is an expert in this, brothers and sisters. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions what he did to our father Adam wa Hawa, his wife, commonly known as Eve. فَأَزَلَّهُمَا الشَّيْطَانُ عَنْهَا فَأَخْرَجَهُمَا مِمَّا كَانَ فِيهِ. And shaitan, na'udhu billahi minhu wa najunubihi, we seek refuge with Allah from him, the shaitan, the rejected cast outcast shaitan and his forces. Shaitan, na'udhu billahi minhu, made Adam and his zawj slip from al-jannah. He made them slip. Made them think that they were going to get some type of power or superiority or eternal bliss by eating from the tree in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَا تَقْرَبَا هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةِ فَتَكُونَ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ فَتَكُونَنَ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Don't go near the tree in order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But shaitan tricked them and made them think that going to this tree to eat whatever the tree was made of was something small, and they would be given a great reward for it. This happened to a prophet of Islam. A prophet of Islam, brothers and sisters. The first prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, when he asked the Messenger of Allah and the hadith that is authentic, collected by Al-Hakim in the Mustadrak, he asked him, who was the first prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And the Prophet of Allah alayhi wasallam, Muhammad ibn Abdullah, said, Adam, if he could do this to Adam, brothers and sisters, what do you think he can do to you and me? The one who received revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, commanding shaitan, a'udhu billahi minhu, commanding him to perform his duty of making us think that this on this side is really on that side, that which is up is really down, etc. وَاسْتَفْزِزْ مَنِ اسْتَطَعْتَ مِنْهُمْ بِصَوْتِكَ وَأَجْلِبْ عَلَيْهِمْ بِخَيْلِكَ وَرَجْلِكَ وَشَارِكْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and this is استفزز, before them gradually. Befool them gradually. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling shaitan to do to us, the sons of Adam. وَاسْتَفْزِزْ مَنِ اسْتَطَعْتَ مِنْهُمْ. Whoever among them that you're able to fool them, but fool them gradually. Shaitan very rarely will come out and trick you just like that. And for those who think that snapping your fingers brings shaitan, this hadith is not authentic. Shaitan doesn't usually catch you like this. He usually tricks you gradually, step by step, inch by inch. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him to do. Minister to minhum, whoever of this that you can do this to, do it to them. How? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, with your voice, which is a proof that shaitan is not allegorical, that he has a voice. The Sawtika, and the ulama from the Sahaba to the Tabi'un to the scholars of Tafsir, they all are in agreement, except for two or three of them, that this beforement with the voice of Shaitan in this hour means singing and music. Singing and music. That's one of the ways he tricks you. For those of you who look at the rap music, You think that this is something that all of us need to stay away from. And he whispers you to say, but jazz is okay. Classical music is okay. Singing on the different days that you have made, because Shaitan has caused you to make those days a holiday, is okay. When Allah's prophet only gave us two Eids, and the third when the Salat al-Jum'ah or the day of Jum'ah, Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. And this singing on this day has always been regulated. But outside of this, there's no such thing as an Islamic song. There's no such thing as Islamic music. This is a trick from Shaitan, and you're falling right into it. What is his duty? What is his job? is to fool you gradually, to make you think that this one is not okay when it is, and this one is okay when it isn't. Then Satan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has to order him, he's going to use what? He's going to use his assault by his cavalry, his khayl, his rajal, his cavalry will assault you. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, including with that the infantry of Shaitan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him, وَشَارِكْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ, and share with them, the mu'minun, wealth and children. Share in this with him, with them. So now we go out and we commit zina. We shack up with women, saying we bring them to Islam. We live with non-Muslim men as Muslim women, saying we bring them to Islam. We deliberately marry men to our children, and then kuffar. Satan will make us use our children and our wealth to divert us from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is all a trick from Satan. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, wa'idduhum, and promise them. But what does he promise you? He promises you nothing and makes you think of something. This is a trick from Shaitan. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَعِدُهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ إِلَّا غُرُورًا. And Shaitan promises nothing but deceit. Shaitan promises them nothing but deceit and deception. As he says in another verse of the Quran, فَدَلَّاهُمَا بِغُرُورًا. And he tricked Adam and his wife, misled them with nothing but deceit. And again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has Shaitan saying, أَخَرْتَنِي إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ, and give me some respite until the day of resurrection. Why is he asking Allah to do this, brothers and sisters in Islam? He's asking Allah to do this so that he can do what? لَأَحْتَنِكَنَّ ذُرِّيَّتَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. That Shaitan says, I will surely seize and mislead his offspring, Adam's offspring, by sending them astray all but a few. He's a master, brothers and sisters in Islam. He's a master in making you think that the things that are okay are not okay, and the things that are not okay are okay. And to this day, the day of which we're sitting in this mashallah, the Muslims are taking the small things, the seemingly small things, and making them large. And taking the large, seemingly large things, and making them small. We're taking the things that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam informed us that will bring us closer to him and grant us a Jannah thereby. And we leave off those things. Things that will give us the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we take them as small. And we look at the other things as something important. For example, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, من رفع حجرا عن الطريق كتب له حسنة ومن كانت له حسنة دخل الجنة. الله أكبر. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said in the story of Mu'adh رضي الله عنه that whoever removes a rock from the road, then he will have written for him one good deed. And whoever has one good deed will enter into Jannah. It seems like a small thing. But Shaitan will make you drive right by that boulder, or right by that tree, or right by that place with the nails in the middle of the street, while you're in the car arguing with the brother about the 30,000 Muslims in concentration camps in Algeria. And we're not saying that 30,000 some odd Muslims in concentration camps in Algeria is not important. But this is also important. And it shouldn't be taken as something lightly. Because if you think, out of all the things that you've ever done in your life, that you probably, if you were judging yourself, would not make yourself go into Jannah, that picking up a stone from the middle of the road is not important, when the Prophet said you'll go to Jannah for it, then you have been tricked by Satan. You've been tricked. Listen to what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. كُلُوا جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا فَإِنَّ الْبَرَكَةَ فِي الْجَمَاعَةِ. He said, eat all of you together and don't be separated. For surely the blessing is in the jama'ah, in eating together. How many Muslims have been tricked by Satan to have their own little plate in the house now when they eat? Or when we have in our pizza, we have all these different plates and forks and spoons eating out of separate plates. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Kulu jamia, walla tafarraqu," eat together and don't be separated. What happens when you eat separated, brothers? Number one, you imitate the kuffar. Number two, it causes pride. This is mad. No, this is mad. This is mad. This is mad. Satan has tricked you. But now, we look at it as a small thing. Oh, come on, brother. There's fighting in Yemen. There's scholars being locked up in Saudi Arabia and Egypt. These are the important things. Khilafa, we have to have an Islamic state. And why are you talking about an Islamic state and the division of the Muslims? The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam used to check the rules before the Salah commenced. And he used to say, "Sawwu sufufakum, wa la takhtalifu qulubukum." Make the rules even, and don't make the rules even, and your hearts will not be divided. So why do you think there's so much discord among the Muslims? Is it because you don't have a khilafah? No, it's because you don't say your rules in Salah. That's why your hearts are divided. And no imam, except for a few today in the Muslim world, goes up and down the road with his hands straightening the men, checking their shoulders, checking their feet, as the messenger of Allah has ordered you to do, as imam. Sawwu sufufakum, fala takhtalifu qulubukum. Make your words even and your hearts will not be divided. But this is a small thing. من وصل صفا وصله الله ومن قطع صفا قطعه الله. Whoever joins the way the Prophet used to say before the Salah, Allah will join them. And whoever separates the world, Allah will separate them. This is a small thing though, brother. Bosnia, Bosnia, Afghanistan, Afghanistan, Palestine, Palestine. Whoever joins the world, Allah will join him. And whoever separates the world, Allah will separate them. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulih al-Kareem, Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabi ajma'in wa ba'd. Brothers and sisters in Islam, we need to seek refuge with Allah from the shaitan, from those things that seem like they're insignificant. We need to put the priority of our ibadah, our way of life, in the right places. We need to take those things that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'een used to place importance on. You can't, we can't, I can't, stop, we have to stop using these weak excuses that these issues that we are involved in our ibadah are small and the political issues are the most important. The reason and the cause for many of our problems in the Muslim world is because we're not paying attention to those seemingly small, insignificant things. For instance, we can gather together at Rutgers University, or Temple University, or McGill University, or whatever university in this capital world. We can gather together to talk about the problems of the Muslims, and why we have this problem and that problem, this hatred and rancor and disunity, and why those scholars are on the podium, giving the solution, giving answers to the problem, we're walking around taking pictures, which is haram. Walking around using video cameras to film it, which is haram. And we expect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we expect Allah azza wa jal to hear our dua when we're trying to imitate him, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prophet says, الَّذِينَ يُدَاعُونَ بِخَلْقِ اللَّهِ. Those who try to imitate the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من صور صورة في الدنيا كلت كلف أن ينفخ فيها الروح يوم القيامة وليس بنافخ. Allah's Prophet alayhi wa sallam said, whoever makes a picture, an image in this dunya, then he will be made responsible or entrusted with the duty of trying to blow the spirit of life into that thing, and he won't be able to do it. Allah's Prophet alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَذَابًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ الَّذِينَ يُصَوِّرُونَ لِهَذِهِ الصُّورَةِ. That the people on the day of resurrection will be the severest in punishment. The severest in punishment. The worst in the punishment on the day of resurrection are those individuals who make pictures and images. And we take the time, the precious time, to talk about the Muslims in concentration camps at our conferences and meetings, and violate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sharia and violate the message of Allah Sharia and look at it as a small thing. Because the brother or woman is picture taken, you look at that as a small thing because he's arguing with you while you put importance on something that will not get you this particular punishment in the next day if you leave it off. Brothers and sisters in Islam, we better be real careful, shaitan. Shaitan makes the water seem like fire. Shaitan makes the fire seem like water. Shaitan is tricky and crafty, brothers and sisters in Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's prophet, regardless of what any scholar of Islam says, he has informed the companions Muhammad ibn Qais and Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma that between Adam and Prophet Noah, there was 10 full generations of Tawheed. 10 full uninterrupted generations of Tawheed. And there was no shirk in the history of mankind until people took pictures. How can you call it a light thing, taking pictures? No shirk in the history of mankind until somebody made images. How can you follow an alim of the ulama? How can you follow a faqih from the fuqaha when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِن تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ If you differ in anything, then refer to Allah and His Messenger. Not to Allah and some scholar. Allah's words are true. The Prophet's words are true. He said, these people have the worst punishment on the day of resurrection. Those who make images. But this is a small thing. This is an insignificant thing. Subhanallah. Lastly, brothers and sisters in Islam, we like to say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has graced this ummah with the ulama who follow the way of our rightly guided predecessors, trying to stick tenaciously to their way. Imam Malik, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Imam Dar al-Hijra, the great Imam Malik, Ibn Anas, he has informed us with a beautiful statement, لن يفلح أو آخر هذه الأمة إلا بما صلح به أولها. He said that the end of this ummah will never have success, never have rectification, never have reparation. They won't have any type of success whatsoever until they use what the first of this ummah used. That's the reason why we have this problem. It's because we have deviated from the way of our rightly guided predecessors. They will never have success. They will never have correction and reparation. The end of this ummah, that's us, brothers and sisters, until they go back and use that which the first of this ummah used. We now have imams here in the United States, Islamic organizations, plural, not organizations, organizations, who are telling people that Islam was different then from now. Riba is halal. In those words, riba is halal. It's not haram. Shaitan has been put here to trick you, brothers and sisters. Shaitan has been put here to deceive you, illa qalilan, except for a few people. He's been put here to make you think and make me think, wa'udhu billahi minhu, that these things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed great importance on, that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has put great importance on, are unimportant, and the unimportant things are important. We seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from al-shaytan. We seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from shaytan. O Allah, allow us to see the light of the book of Allah, your book, and the sunnah of your Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and follow the way of our rightly guided predecessors, the way they understood this deen, and the way they practiced it. We ask you, Allah. We ask you, Allah, to make us be able to see Shaitan clearly. So we recognize him. Because he's going to come looking real pretty. He's going to come looking real handsome. We ask you, Allah, to protect us from all the wiles of Shaitan and his tricks. Because without you, Allah, we will never be able to be the successors. We will never be able to be the successors except by you, Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rabbana. لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين